Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Tezayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Tezvav Amud Beis, 12 lines on the bottom, by the words Tanan Hasam. So like we said, that the following Shach V'Tayr really has nothing to do with Maseches Yuma. Rashi points out that we're only bringing it here because it's a similar Shach V'Tayr to the one that we just said. That we destir a Mishnayah, so therefore we said that the Tana of one Mesechta is a certain Tana because of the stira. So that's how we mention it here. It says the Gemara like this. Tan Hasam. We learned to the Mishnah Maseches Tamid that Amar Lama Mamuna Tzivu Ve'Viu Tlam Lishkas Beis Atlam. The Mamuna would say, "Bring me a Tlav from the Lishkas Beis Atlam." Now, V'Haloi Lishkas Atlam Ha'isavik Tzayt Tzifaynis Maravis. Now, the Lishkas Atlam was in the northwestern corner of the Beis Hamikid. V'Arba Lishkas Hayusham. In this Beis Hamikid, this larger chamber that was in the northern wall of the Azara, by the northern wall of the Azara, in this larger chamber there were four smaller chambers. Achas Lishkas Atlam. One was this Lishkas Atlam that we just mentioned, that was in the northwestern corner. V'Achas Lishkas Hachaysamais. One was Lishkas Hachaysamais, where they kept the tickets as a person who bought Nesachim, so he would get the ticket and then he would use the ticket to collect his Nesachim. V'Achas Lishkas Beis Hamikid. One was the Lishkas Beis Hamikid where the Kalim used for the Beis HaMikid, where they had the fires to warm up the Kehanim's feet. So the Kalim that they needed were stored in this Beis HaMikid, a smaller chamber within the Beis HaMikid HaGadol. V'achas lishkas sha'isim by lechem apanim. And then the fourth one was a lishka that they used to make the lechem apanim. In fact, the Gemara Raminu, so it comes out, you're telling me that the lishkas atlam was in the northwestern corner of this Beis HaMikid HaGadol. But the Mishnah Midai says differently. The Mishnah Midai says, arba lishkas hayu lebeis HaMikid, that there were four chambers in the Beis HaMikid. Kiktayin has a psuchas a traklin, like small rooms opening into a bigger room. Shtayim b'kodesh, shtayim b'chol. Two of them were in the kodesh, in the southern part of the Beis HaMikid, HaGadol, so they were in the kodesh, and two of them were chol, they did not have kedushas HaMikdash. V'rashrei pispasin mevdilam b'in kodesh l'chol. And there were these wood pieces that separated between the two. U'mahoy meshamshis, and what were the four rooms in the Beis HaMikid used for? Marav is dreimis yais alishkas tila'i karbon. The southwestern corner, that chamber, that was the chamber that was used for the Lishkas Atlam, not like what we said before, the northwestern corner. So, once we mention this theory though, we're just gonna mention the rest of the Mishnah in Maseches Midos. Dreimis Mizrachas, see Lishkas Shayu Aisim Balechem upon him, that's where they made the Lechem upon him. Mizrachas Afinis, the north, eastern, Baganzu Bez Chashmelay Avni Mizbeach, Shashiksu Malcha Yavan, they brought an Avodah Zarah onto the Mizbeach, and so they passed the stones of the Mizbeach, and they stored them over there. And Safinus Marav is Bayard and Lebeis HaTfilah. And in the northwestern, Lishka, that's where the Kehanim who became Tamei Knights, and they would go down steps over there to an underground room to go to the Mikvah. But the point is that we have a stirah regarding the Beis HaTlam. Was the Beis HaTlam in the northwestern chamber of the Beis HaMikid HaGadol or in the southwestern chamber? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Matana Mida Yisra B'Laza Ben Yaakov. The Stam Mishnah Yisra Mishachas Mida Yisra all Aliba de Rav B'Laza Ben Yaakov. And the Mishnah in Tamid Takas Chaylik is the Chachamim. But the Mishnah Yisra Mida Yisra, the Stam Mishnah Mida Yisra is always Rav B'Laza Ben Yaakov. How do we know that the Stam Mishnah Mida Yisra is a libid Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Did not, because you learned in the Mishnah, a stam Mishnah, that's a libid Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. It says that Ezus Nashim, I saw Eirich Mea Vishleshim V'chamesh, Al Reich Mea Vishleshim V'chamesh. It was a square, 135 Amis by 135 Amis. V'Arba Lishkus Hayu B'dala Mikzai Seha. There was four different chambers in the four corners of the Ezus Nashim. U'mahayu Misham Shemais. What were they used for? Dreimis Mizrachis. He is the Lishkas HaNazirim. There was the Lishkas HaNazirim, Shisham Nazirim, Mivashlim HaShalmehen. They would cook their carbon shlamim, and Magalch and Siren, and shave their hair. And throw their hair under the pot, cooking their shlamim. Mizrachet Sfeinis, Yaisa Lishkas Deer Ha'etzim, or the Lishkas Ha'etzim. Shasham Kehanim Bali Mumin, the deer was the wood that was kept, that was brought to the Mizbeach. And over there, Kehanim Bali Mumin, who couldn't serve in the Beis HaMikdash, so they were aimed that they would stand in that chamber, Umaslian Be'etzim, and they would check it for worms. Shekol Eish Yesh Batolas, possible Gabi Mizbeach. Because if it had a worm, it was possible to be used on the Mizbeach. Tzfainis Maravis in the northwestern chamber in Ezus Nashim. He Aisa Lishkas HaMitzayra'in. That's where the Mitzayra would get ready. He'd go to the mikvah and after his tzaras went away. He'd go to the mikvah over there to get ready to then put his thumbs into the Azara to get sprinkled on from the dam of the Ashram that he brought. My Rav is dry miss. Amar Belezer ben Yaakov, shechachti ma'isa mishnah mishameshes. I forgot what it was used for. But the point is that we see that the Mishnah says, Estam Mishnah, and then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says his Shita first about this fourth and final chamber. And Smashma, the Gemara is assuming that Smashma, that the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So that's the right, that Estam Mishnah and Mesachas Midos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Once we mention the Mishnah, we'll continue. Abashal Aymer, that I'll tell you what this fourth chamber was used for. It was Ba, Hayu Nesunin, Nahayu Naisnin, Yain Veshemin. That's where they used to put wine and oil that was used in the Beis HaMikdash. They used wine and oil for various things, for Nesachim, for Menachos, for the Menorah, so they kept the wine and the oil in this chamber. And this Lishka was called the Lishka's Beis Shamnaya. But the point is that we see that the Stam Mishnah, Meseches Midos, is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So there's no stira regarding where the Lishka's Beis HaTlaim was, because it's just, it's a Machlekes. The Mishnayis and Midos are all Aliba, the Stam Mishnayis are Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It says the Gemara Hachanami Mestavra Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I'll bring another raya that Stam Mishnayis in Midos are Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That Tanakh was learned in the Mishnah, again another Mishnah in Midos, a Stam Mishnah, that Kol Aksalim Shayusham, all the walls that they had in Harbayis, Hayigivayin, they were very tall. Chutz Mikaisam Mizrachi, except for the eastern wall of Harbayis, Akayin service a para, because the Kayin, when he would burn the para Aduma, Aymi Bahar Mishka, he would stand on Har Mishka on Har Zesim, which was on the east of the Harbayis, Umechavi Viraya Kenegat Pischa Shalecha, and he had to face westward towards the Hechal, and he had to see the Pesach of the Hechal b'shas hazas adam, when he would sprinkle the dam. That's what we learned from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says v'hiza al neichach pnei olamayu, that he has to be looking at the Hechal, the Pesach of Hechal. Now, that's the Mishnah Midas. Now we're going to see that this Mishnah only makes sense. That which the Mishnah says, that the eastern wall of Har Bayis had to be lower, so that the Kohen Aseret HaPara could see through it, could see over it, into the Pesach HaHechal, that only makes sense if you're Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What Sheikh is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as we're about to see. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, that Kol HaPsachim Shehayu Sham, all the different entranceways that they had on Har Bayis and then in the Beis HaMikdash, so Gaivan Esram Amma, they were 20 amos tall. The Reichvan Esram Amma, and they were 10 amos wide. But it occurs that they were 20 amos tall. Utsanana, we learned that Lefnimi Menu, deeper onto Harabayas, past the wall of the Harabayas, there was a Sairik that basically some sort of division that the Gaim weren't allowed to go past that point. Utsanana, we learned in the Mishnah that Lefnimi Menu, deeper into Harabayas, past the Sairik, was Hachel. And the Chel was 10 Amos, it was 10 Amos deep into Har Bayis. Ushtei Masir Ma'ilus Hayusham. And there were 12 steps that went from the Chel into the Ezras Nashim. Now, Rai Ma'ilah Chatzi Amma, the height of each step was half an Amma, Veshulcho Chatzi Amma, and it went half an Amma out, deep. But the point is that they were each, half an Amma tall. So that's 6 Amos. So the Ezras Nashim was 6 Amos above the level of the Har Bayis. Now, Tasvav Ma'ilus, Ailus Misoicha. Now, from the Ezras Nashim to the Ezras Yisrael, there was another 15 steps. And Rai Maila Chatzi Amma, Veshulcho Chatzi Amma. Each step half an Amma tall and half an Amma deep. So again, it's 15 steps, each one half an Amma tall, so that's 7.5 Ammas. The 7.5 plus the 6, it comes out that the Azara was 7.5 plus 6, it's 13.5 Ammas above the level of the Harabayas. Vitznan, and we learned in the Mishnah, that Beina Ulam Vilam Mizbeach was Chav Beis Amma, V'shtei Esrei Ma'ilus Hayusham. There were 12 steps that went from the Ezra Sisra, from the Azara, into the Heichal, into the Ulam, which was on the same level as the Heichal. There was 12 steps. Right Ma'ilus Chatzi Amma, V'shulcho Chatzi Amma. Each step half an Amma tall and half an Amma deep. It's another 6 Ammas. So it comes out, as of now, we'll see, this is the sheet of the Chachamim, that the Heichal and the Ulam was 19.5 Amos above the level of the Harabayas. Now we said that the standard wall in Harabayas was 20 Amos tall. So that's already the Raya. You see that the Mishnah which said that the eastern wall of Harabayas had to be shorter so that the Kohen could see over it. That's obviously not going to work with the Chachamim. Because with the Chachamim, the Pesach HaHecha was only 19.5 Amos above the level of Harabayas. So let the wall of Harabayas be 20 amos tall. Let the eastern wall be 20 amos tall. The Kayin still has half an amma where he could see underneath the lintel of the wall of Harabayas, and he could see through that into the Pesach HaHecha. So as the Gemara is about to speak out, but now we learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is chaylik. He says that no, it wasn't 19.5 amos above the level of Harabayis, because we forgot about another step. Aimer, he says that Maila Haisa Sham, there was another step over there in the Ezes Yisrael, that went from the Ezes Yisrael to the Ezes Kayanim, Ugvaya Amma, and it was an Amatol, the Duchen Asana Leha, and on that, there was a Duchen, a platform that the Levim would sing on, Ubay Shalosh Mailos, Shachatzi Amma, there was three steps on that, each one half an Amma. But the point is that there was another step that was an Amatol. The Ezes Yisrael, the Ezes Kayanim wasn't on the same level as Ezes Yisrael. The Ezes Kayanim was an Amma above the Ezes Yisrael. And that's where we had the 12 steps that went into the Ulam and the Heichal. So it comes out that it wasn't 19, the Ulam and the Heichal wasn't 19 and a half Amis above, Har Bayis. It was 20 and a half Amis above Har Bayis. It was 20 and a half Amis above Har Bayis. And therefore it says the Gemara like this, Yamar Bishlam, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, all is good of the Stam Mishnah Midas that we had before. That they had to make sure that the wall, the eastern wall of Har Bayis wasn't too tall so that the Kohen could see over it. That makes sense if you say like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hanu de'ichsi le'pischa, because if the wall would be the standard 20 Amis, so the whole entire Pesach of the Har Bayis was filled, it was covered by the floor of the Heichal. You couldn't see over the floor of the Heichal into the Pesach HaHeichal, because the Pesach HaHeichal was 20 and a half Amis above the Har Bayis. But if you say it's the Rabbanon, you still have half an Amma that you can see through it into the Pesach HaHeichal. So again, we see a Stam Mishnah, Misachas Midos, is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So we came out to all this because we had a steer of Mishnayis, Misachas Tamen, and Misachas Midos, and we said that Mantana of Misachas Midos, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Stam Mishnayis and Misachas Midos are Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov.